Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dregs just joining us. Good morning, Dregs. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing well, guys. Good morning.
It's good to see some hockey back, isn't it? Have you enjoyed the games?
Yeah, I have. They've been wild, more or less. And you know, because of the condensed schedule, there's also a heightened sense of panic, if not urgency. I think that's pretty certain. But even the Buffalo game last night, and we were doing the Winnipeg-Calgary game, so I was kind of half paying attention to what was going on between Washington and the Sabres. But you can tell that there's a lot of positives in Buffalo's game. That was not their best, but we're going to see a lot better things come out of the Buffalo Sabres just based on the positives that we saw last night. And I think you can carry that through the games to date, through a couple of nights of the regular season. So it's exciting for sure.
Well, before we talk about the Sabres game more in details and the Stahl getting hit in the head, Patrick Laine now off the trade market in Winnipeg after his performance last night?
Well, if I'm Jarmo Kekalainen, I'm calling to find out because obviously you're linking Pierre-Luc Dubois, or at least I am, to the Winnipeg Jets. If Winnipeg is going to trade Patrick Laine, and I've said this all along, and certainly before last night's efforts, you know, it's got to be the perfect fit and the perfect return for Winnipeg. The only reason that there's been trade speculation is because it's twofold. One, contractually, Winnipeg is worried about what that ticket is going to look like. Do they want to pay that amount of money for a winger as opposed to a center? And the answer is no. And then you've got Patrick Laine, who just for whatever reason doesn't feel like he is a long-term fit in Winnipeg. You know, he's looking for change, or was, prior to coming back in Winnipeg, back into training camp, and then playing the way he played last night. So who's to say that Winnipeg and Patrick Laine can't learn to love each other again? And if they do, then maybe it makes more sense to keep him and sign him long term. And if you don't get to that place, then how is it conceivable that Jarmo Kekalainen would look past Patrick Laine when he's looking for a trade partner on Pierre-Luc Dubois? You know, he might get more pieces in a trade, but Columbus needs plug-and-play players. Like, they need players who can step into the NHL and be impactful guys right now. I can't envision a package for Pierre-Luc Dubois that would include a better individual player than Patrick Laine. So we're going to see. It's going to be interesting.
Have the Sabres called? Oh, sorry, Rivs.
Go ahead, Petey.
No, I didn't know you were. Dregs, have the Sabres called on Dubois?
Yes. I believe that Kevin Adams has called on Dubois. I believe he's called on Barkov, which, you know, that just got out there by insider trading on TSN last night. Compliments of Frank Saravalli. Probably talked to Florida twofold, both on Yandel and on Barkov. But that's, you know, that's the due diligence of every NHL general manager. Not suggesting that they're any closer than any other club might be that has expressed interest in those players. But, you know, just doing your due diligence as a general manager, you want to find out, you know, what the expected return is. And I don't even think any manager, including Kevin Adams, is at that stage. Just making that call, making that connection to Columbus to say, hey, don't know if there's a fit, but when you get to that place where you figured out what your needs are in a package, hey, if the Buffalo Sabres have what you might be looking for, then let's revisit and connect. But I do know that there has been at least an inquiry made by Adams on those three guys.
Could you explain to me why Barkov's name is even on the market?
It's the same thing, you know, with all these players, or for the most part. I mean, Pierre-Luc Dubois is different. You know, Torts came out and said he doesn't know why Dubois wants out. He'd like to know why. I don't think he wants to know why. He may not like what he's going to hear, but normally it's contract related. And I mean, Florida would like to sign Barkov. There has to be an indication from Florida's standpoint, either through the agent of Barkov or Barkov directly, that maybe he doesn't see himself as, again, a long-term fit with the Florida Panthers. So, you know, if that's the case, and you're Bill Zito, you're probably not going to lose too much sleep over it. You know, he's a hell of a hockey player. There's no question about that. But he's no good to you if he doesn't want to be there long-term. But they do have time. They're a long way out from having to, you know, go through the contract wrestling that they're going to have to go through with Barkov. Guys, it's way different, as you guys know now, than when you played. Like, when you guys played, a star player like that, it was taboo to speculate on a star player potentially being in play unless 100% certain he was in play. I mean, I remember those days, and if we lobbed a name out there that we knew was fact, I mean, we just didn't make this stuff up, but the general manager of the team that that player plays on would call and say, what the hell are you guys doing? Why are you talking about this guy potentially being in play? Well, because we know he's in play. Well, yeah, but why are you saying that? You know, like, that's how it was back in the day, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, more recently. But now it's almost become fashionable because everybody looks at the contract first. And if a player wants out, 9 times out of 10, it's because there's some sort of contract squabble that's coming. And that could be the case with Barkov.
He's at Darren Dreger. That's because his name's Darren Dreger. He's TSN Hockey Insider, and he joins us here every Friday at 11:30. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard you say you believe the Sabres called on Dubois, you believe the Sabres called on Barkov and probably Yandle. Is there any, yeah. And I know you say that in the way you worded it was along the lines of, you know, if you ever think the Sabres have something you might want in return.
Yeah.
Do you know if any assets were ever even brought up? I mean, no. what kind of assets are we starting with here if we're talking about players of this caliber?
Well, I'll let you guys speculate on the assets because you're in the Buffalo market day by day. I think it's premature to talk about that because I know that they haven't gotten to that place yet. This is just an initial connection that I believe Adams has made, as probably 25 other managers have made with those teams, just throw their hat into the ring. And as I said, you know, maybe you get to a place where you start, you know, nibbling away at the parameters, and then you start talking about the specific players that would have to be included. They're not there yet. So I don't think it's fair for me to speculate on who those players might be, because even if I'm half right, you know, that player that the Sabres might be willing to consider today, 2 months from now, that player might have played himself into a position where he's borderline untouchable, and there's no way Adams would consider that. So it's still too premature to speculate on what the pieces would look like.
And no speculations for this next question. The Department of Player Safety decided not to discipline Nick Dowd for his hit on Eric Staal last night. I saw it live. I thought maybe it could have been a five-minute major penalty, because I thought the head was picked clean. We saw Samuel Blais get suspended 2 games for the hit on Devon Toews. What did you make up of the hit? And like, why?
Yeah.
Early in the season, there's already inconsistencies with these calls.
Well, I mean, that's your view, and you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, I just want to stir it up, Dregs. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, George Parros and the Department of Player Safety obviously have a different version of their truth. But look, I mean, our spidey senses are tingling. It's early in the year, and anytime there's head contact, of course you go to a place where, look, I mean, we saw suspension 2 games to Sammy Blais. Why isn't it the same thing? Should there be a suspension or at least a hearing pending for Nick Dowd? I don't believe there's going to be a hearing. Now, we check in on these things as soon as we see it because, you know, it doesn't take very long for that to hit social media. If you're not paying close attention in the game, you go, ooh, that doesn't look good. And you're not talking about a college kid or a raw rookie stepping into the NHL in his first or second game, getting caught with his head down and, you know, gets blown up at center ice. I mean, this is Eric Staal, for God's sake. I mean, he's been in the game forever.
Yeah.
I know that it wasn't viewed as the same as Sammy Blaze. And, you know, Staal's head is without question the initial point of contact, but I believe the view of the Department of Player Safety is that it wasn't the main point of contact. And in fact, the shoulder, the far shoulder, was the main point of contact. So is it close to being an illegal check to the head? Yeah, I think it's pretty close. But when you're suspending players and when you're going through your process, if you're a member of that group in the Department of Player Safety, guys, that's how fine a line it takes to dissect these hits frame by frame. And again, as I said, you know, there was contact to the head, but it wasn't the primary or the main contact to the head. Otherwise, no question, Nick Dowd is being called in.
Darren Dreger joining us here, and he always does Fridays at 11:30. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, TSN Hockey Insider. I'll ask you this last question. We don't have a ton of time, Dregs, but does the league have a problem with protecting its stars? Are the stars at too much risk of cross checks and the abuse that Connor McDavid's agent tweeted about?
Well, I mean, this is a tough one. And again, I'll lob it back at you guys because you played a tougher game. Well, with the exception of Marty.
Thank you, Dregs.
Yeah.
I got in one fight. Now you got in about 27 in your adult life. So that's yeah, you're a lot tougher.
Yeah, but those were bar fights in Saskatchewan. They don't count. Look,
that's called a school day in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, should
that's called going to the dance.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't be treated differently. I don't think for a second. And here's what's interesting about this. So you're right. It was Jeff Jackson, who is the lead agent for Connor McDavid, who tweeted what he tweeted and said, "Look, it referenced the '80s. It's not the '80s anymore. Protect the stars." He was talking about the cross-check from Ben Sherratt of the Montreal Canadiens on Auston Matthews. You know what's interesting about all of this? Auston Matthews hasn't complained at all. He didn't care about it. I mean, would he prefer not to get cross-checked in the back? Of course. Of course. But he didn't complain about it. Sheldon Keefe, the coach, mentioned it after the fact. We in the media in Toronto made a big deal of it. But I don't think those players want to be treated differently. They just want the penalties called. That was a cross-checking penalty. Doesn't matter if it happens to Auston Matthews in front of the net or it happens to a fourth-line player in the corner. A cross-check is a cross-check. And so I don't think that there should be separate rules or protective rules for star players. Just call penalties.
Well, on that, I disagree with you, so I'm going to let you go.
You'd have been in the penalty box more than you.
No, listen. No, it's a great point, Drags. You make a great argument, and we'll talk about it. I'm sure this is something we'll talk about more down the road because I believe stars are getting hit a little harder more and more every year. Thanks for your time today. Final segment of the Instigators coming up. Drags, enjoy all the hockey that you have until next Friday.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.